Welcome to the Equus Advance Podcast, the place to advance your knowledge, your business, and your income. Here is your host, the always classy Mr. Pete Lee.
Hello, everybody. This is Pete Lee. I want to welcome you to Equus Advanced. Today, we are going to be talking about our premier IUL carrier, and that would be Emeritus. And I think many of you know Emeritus is a mutual company headquartered in Lincoln, Nebraska. It is an A-plus rated carrier by S&P, A by AM Best. It is a fantastic company, really rock solid. And the beauty of it is that, we here at Equus almost have an exclusive with Emeritus. I mean, they're very new to the independent channel, and that is a big help for us because A, they've got great products, and B, we don't have a lot of competition as we are recruiting heavily, and we're not running into a lot of people that are already contracted with Emeritus because they are new to our independent channel. So have at it out there because it's a great company, a great story, and they've got great products. And, we're important to them. I think you've all heard Barry Clarkson talk about, our relationship with Foresters and, how we quickly became their number one IMO. Well, we definitely want to be the number one IMO with Emeritus in the IUL division. And I think you all know and have heard Barry talk about how important IUL is to the growth of Equus. You know, the first milestone we want to hit is $100 million in premium annually. And we can't get there without a lot of IUL sales. I want to thank many of you in the field who have, requested illustrations. That's the best way to learn. Show it to people, understand the illustrations. We're here to help you. We'll go over the illustrations with you so that you understand it well enough so that you can present it properly to your clients. So Emeritus is a great company. Like I said, they're really behind us. I know many of you who were at our convention in Orlando in February got to meet Andy Terry. Andy is the regional wholesaler, vice president in charge of marketing and sales. He is going to be at our upcoming regional meetings in Indianapolis and also in Atlanta. So you can say hello to Andy again. And if you haven't met him, you'll get to meet him. I think you'll find that he's a great guy and willing to help and really do whatever we need to get done so that we can be the number one IMO at Emeritus. I know many of you have also talked to Eric Oida. Eric is in the home office of Emeritus, and he's the one who's going to be doing our webinars. We are going to be having a series of webinars starting this Thursday. Today is the 21st of March, and we're going to have our first, we've already had some webinars, but we're going to have our first in a series starting this Thursday, the 23rd of March. And if you're listening to this after that, we did record it and we're going to be doing it again. On Thursday, Eric's going to be talking about the Jet Issue program at Emeritus. And I think that's going to be very, very popular because if business is received in good order, cases can be issued in 4 days. IUL issued in 4 days. I know that's a big deal for many of you. I'm going to talk today about the Care for Life living benefits and why they're different and why they're, kind of standalone. I think they're bigger and better than any of the other living benefits out in the marketplace today because your clients are going to know what their benefit is. There's no guesswork. And you're going to be a hero because you told them what they're going to get and they're going to get that. So before I get into that, I just want to mention the monthly bonus at Emeritus for Equus agents. This is a monthly bonus every month it starts over. To qualify, all you need are three paid cases for $3,000 of annual premium. Emeritus will include $200 on your final paycheck for that month. If you do four cases with $4,000 of annual premium, you'll get a check for $300. And on it goes up to 10 cases for $10,000 of annual premium. Your check, your bonus check will be $1,000. That's like adding 10 points to your contract. And this is available every month at Emeritus. Please take advantage of it. That's cash. That'll buy a lot of leads. So don't ever forget that part. We don't talk about that enough. I also want to talk, you know, I mentioned jet issue underwriting that Emeritus has, and that's kind of a requirement for people that are aged 18 to 45 with death benefits between 100 and 200,000. It does utilize tele-underwriting, so, you know, be aware of that. You need to make sure that the people respond and get on the phone and answer the questions with the underwriter on the phone. So there are no labs with that, and there is no medical exam, just that tele-application process. Like I said, you get the app in good order. 4 days, it can get issued, and you can, your client can get a preferred rating on that. So that's the topic of the webinar we're going to do this week. The underwriting guidelines, typically, if you have somebody, you know, and I know we do some children's policies here, and I hope you're doing those, you know, in hopes of getting the parents signed up. Ages 0 to 17 for children, you can do all the way up to $300,000 of death benefit without any lab work, no medical exam, no paramed, no nothing, okay? So it's non-med to $300,000 for 0 to 17. Ages 18 to 40, it's non-med to $99,999. So anything under $100,000, ages 18 to 40, non-med. A lot of our tax-free retirement scenarios when we're doing minimum death benefit to maximize the cash value for tax-free retirement income, you know, many of those cases are under $100,000. So if they're under age 40, you know, that's in fact, it's under age 50 because it's 18 to age 50. So I stand corrected. The 18 to 40 was their non-med plus an MVR. Ages 41 to 50, it's non-med up to $99,999, okay? So again, that encompasses a larger group. So we do have some non-med. It's not simplified issue. It's non-med, which means you don't have to get, you know, the paramed done. You don't have to get the exam done. Ages 51 to 60, you can do $50,000 of death benefit non-med. Anything above that, you're going to have to do a paramed. You know, they're going to draw some blood and urine, et cetera. So understand those guidelines and, you know, you'll be able to get a lot more done. Now, I do want to talk about the living benefits because to me, and many of you have heard me speak before on this, living benefits are a big deal. Living benefits can sell the life insurance policy. You know, there's so many people out there that, you know, life insurance is kind of like a necessary thing that they have to have. You know, they want to protect their family, so they need life insurance, but they kind of in the back of their mind, even though they may not say it, they say, well, what's in it for me? You know, I'll feel good knowing that my family is protected and that should be enough. But beyond that, people are looking for more bang for their buck. And today, the medical costs, and we don't know what's going to happen with the new healthcare situation, whatever shakes out of Washington with that deal. But I can tell you this, healthcare costs are out of this world. It's out of control. It's absolutely insane. You know, my wife, you know, had an accident the other day and it's like, she couldn't get in to see an orthopedic, professional. So it was like, well, we'll go to the ER. Well, you know, we pay a lot of, premium for our medical insurance, but, going to the ER, you got to meet your deductible and then it's a 50% copay. That's absurd. You know, it prohibits people from getting care. But suffice it to say that with these living benefits, and I know a lot of our term products have living benefits, and I love them. They're great because, you know, people run into a situation that could be life-threatening or a dread disease, or they need assistance with the activities of daily living, or God forbid they have a terminal illness. You know, their world collapses when that happens, and they freeze, and they don't know what to do. And the last thing they're thinking about, well, it is, you know, how are they going to pay for it? And a lot of times they totally forget that they have these living benefits on their life insurance policies. So it's our duty to not only let them know, but to continually remind them and ask them for the name of a family member or a neighbor that we can tell them, hey, you know, Mrs. Jones has these living benefits. If anything happens to her for these conditions, please call me. And hopefully we can explain how these benefits help them to friends and family also, and get referrals in that manner. But I know, I was talking to an agent yesterday, on a mortgage appointment. The person already had mortgage protection in place, but our agent was able to upgrade their current mortgage protection with a term policy that had living benefits. And because of that, the client was all perky and wanted to hear more. They went into an IUL presentation, again, with living benefits. And another sale was made in the same household from the mortgage protection, because the mortgage protection covers the mortgage. You know, the IUL can be income replacement. It can be tax-free retirement. It can be an emergency fund. It can be your own bank. It can be so many different things. Plus, it has these living benefits. The living benefits on the Emeritus product are called Care for Life. Okay, it's kind of all one word. Care, the number four, life. And it's an accelerated death benefit rider, which means the benefit is not paid from the cash value that builds up inside the policy. The benefit, the cash benefit, is actually an acceleration of the death benefit to the client. So the death benefit will be reduced. The client gets that in cash to use really any way they want to for whatever need they may have if they qualify. So let's take a look at the qualifying events. We have the critical illness rider, we have a chronic illness rider, and the terminal illness rider. The critical illness rider is the one that I talk about the most, because in my mind, people are very afraid of this. And it could be a young person, you know, who wouldn't be thinking about nursing home per se, but we've all known people in their 40s, I've known people in their 30s that have had heart attacks. We've all known that cancer can strike at any age. So the critical illness rider is for these dread disease situations: open heart surgery, angioplasty, myocardial infarction, life-threatening cancer, strokes, major transplants, or end-stage renal failure. Those are the conditions that will trigger this benefit. There is zero waiting period on this. So the day the policy is issued, as long as the client is at a table B underwriting or below, you know, this will be added to the policy at no additional cost. Okay, so that's table B or better, then all of these accelerated benefits are added at no additional cost. So that's a huge deal. Okay, the critical illness benefit is 25% of the death benefit, up to a limit of $125,000. So if your client has a $100,000 death benefit, 25% of that would be $25,000. If your client has a heart attack or cancer, stroke, any of the conditions that will trigger the benefit, they will get a check for $25,000. That's it. I mean, they can get less if they want. If, say, they only needed $10,000, they could get $10,000. But they will get $25,000. That's what makes the Emeritus Care for Life benefit different than virtually every other living benefit rider out there, okay? Because the other living benefit riders might pay a higher amount, and you might tell your client, you know, you have a $100,000 death benefit, you could get up to $65,000 or $70,000 if you have a critical illness. However, with these other carriers, it will, and most likely, and depend upon their age at the time of the medical situation and the severity of the condition. So it's going to go through actuarial underwriting at the time of the event. So your client really doesn't know what they're going to get, you know, and they may get $65,000. They may get $6,500. You know, whatever it is, they're not going to get what they thought because in their mind, they heard a high number. And if you tell them they're going to get less, typically they're not going to be too happy. But if you say you got $25,000 with Emeritus, you give them $25,000, you delivered what you said you were going to do. So what they expected to happen will happen. And that's what we're in the business for. That's what the protection's all about. So that benefit is a big deal. Chronic illness. The chronic illness rider is for kind of the assisted living, the supplemental long-term care. The, you know, it's kind of marketed by some companies as long-term care coverage that you only have to pay for if you use it, okay? That's how some other carriers present it, because people don't buy long-term care because they say it's expensive and I don't know that I'll ever use it. So why should I throw $1,500 to $2,500 out the window every year if I'm never going to need it? I'll you know, bug my kids, you know, and they can take care of me. Well, if they do that, and that's what happens, by the way, 70% of the time when a person needs to go into a nursing home, they don't go. They want to stay home. And when they stay home, you know, they can say, well, you know, I'm going to stay home. I'm not going to spend the money. But what happens is a lot of times their kids will come and take care of them. They have to leave wherever they used to live. Sometimes they leave their job. They leave a family behind. They're missing work. They're missing family time. They're doing all kinds of other things. It would be nice if the insured was able to pay them something. And this is what the chronic illness benefit could be used for. The benefit will be paid if the insured is unable to perform two of the six activities of daily living, okay? And they are dressing, toileting, transferring, continence, eating, and bathing. If you can't do two of those, then you qualify for this benefit. And it's going to be, you know, certified by a physician and recertified every year. The benefit would be 50% of the death benefit. So again, if we had a $100,000 policy, this benefit could provide $50,000 of benefit. And again, it would be $50,000 of benefit. You know, not some variation based upon who knows what, okay? It is what it is. Now, there is a waiting period for this benefit, and it's 90 days, 3 months, not a big deal. A lot of other carriers will have a 1 year or 2 year or longer waiting period for this benefit to kick in. With Emeritus, 90 days, 3 months, okay? And then it's available. The payment would be up to the HIPAA limits, which are quite high, by the way, or they could get 2% of the death benefit every month for 50 months, or they could get 1% of the death benefit every month for 100 months, okay? Again, 50% of the death benefit is what I meant to say. So they could get 50% of the accelerated benefit in that manner. with the critical illness that I just spoke about, the payment will be in a lump sum. They get a one-time payment. With the terminal illness, defined as being diagnosed with a medical condition where life expectancy is 12 months or less, the benefit will be 75% of the death benefit up to $1 million maximum. And the maximum on the chronic illness is also $1 million. And the maximum on the critical illness is $125,000. Okay. So again, the terminal illness would be paid in a lump sum. Now, the client or the insured would not have to accelerate the whole thing because obviously there's a situation here where they're expected to die within 12 months. So, you know, the beneficiary would probably require some kind of protection. So if only $30,000 was needed, they could accelerate $30,000, leaving a death benefit of $70,000. You know, and that's what's good with the, you know, I want to go back to the critical illness rider, but I guess because I'm kind of drawn to that. Only 25% of the death benefits available for the critical illness rider. But what happens is this, you know, somebody goes through cancer treatment, or they have a stroke and they have to rehab, or a heart attack, you know, typically they're out of the hospital pretty soon if it was, you know, one that was not major. But the point is they can recuperate. You know, many times the people live through these events now with the advances in medicine. And the benefit's not really needed for more than, you know, 6 months or so. So a $25,000 on a $100,000 death benefit, you know, advance helps them pay the bills during this time. Here's a stat for you. 64% of all bankruptcies are the result of a critical illness. And between 75 and 80% of those people had health insurance. So it's not the cost of medical care. It's missed income because they couldn't work. And the bills didn't stop. They kept coming in. So, you know, as the paychecks stop and bills go up, man, that's when debt occurs, okay? And this is where the bankruptcies pop in. So this critical illness rider, people say, well, that's only 25% of the death benefit. Well, you know, you don't really need much more than that in most cases. You know, if you do, well, you do. But, you know, in a lot of cases, this leaves a substantial death benefit behind for the loved ones, okay? Now, there are state-specific rules on these Care for Life Living Benefit riders. One of these days, I hope there's a uniform state-by-state, you know, everything's the same in every state, and until we get there, we're dealing with this. You know, so the Care for Life rider is available in just about every state. I think the people that live in California and Connecticut and New Jersey know that it's not available. So we use another carrier that has living benefits, which is Life of the Southwest, which is known as National Life Group, who also has very fine living benefit riders. But understand that, you know, it's kind of specific by state. For example, here in Florida, for the chronic illness, it can only be paid in one lump sum, okay? Now, why that's a big deal in the state of Florida, I have no clue. I don't know why they wouldn't say, hey, pay it 2% over 50 months, but Florida wants you to take it all at once. Why? I have no clue. You know, I just don't know. So, you know, some of these states, Kentucky is the same way. So check your state regs, and you can get it on the producer workbench, which is the Emeritus agent website where the illustration software is. You know, just, you know, you can click on Care for Life Rider and you'll get all the state variations. Now, I do want to say this. Emeritus is a just-in-time carrier, which means you have to submit an app, prior to them actually contracting you. I know many of you have requested contracting through Surance Bay. And, you know, you're calling here saying, hey, why am I not contracted? Well, you need to do an app for that. We can do the illustration for you. So can the people on the sales desk. I'm not always going to be available. I am most of the time, but not always. If I am not, feel free to call the sales desk. And that number at Emeritus is 800-390-2361. Again, 800-390-2361. And when you get to the menu, number one is life sales, number two is new business, and number three is underwriting. And yes, you can call the underwriter and kind of get an assessment if you've got situations, because oddly enough, not everybody who fills out a mortgage lead is Charles Atlas. So that concludes what I wanted to cover today. Please call me if you have any questions on it. Call the sales desk at Emeritus. They're most helpful. Again, that number is 800-390-2361. My phone number, 904-234-1795. This is Pete Lee, and we will see you next time. Thanks a lot for joining us today.